Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. I hope everybody had a wonderful Rosh Hashanah. Be'ez Hashem v'zeicha to iksiva v'chasiva tova gemar chasima tova in these yamim of yamei aser simei tshuva. So the Mishnah tells us, kol mitzvah shi tluya ba'aretz. Every mitzvah that is dependent on being in Eretz Yisrael. What the Gemara is going to discuss exactly. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But every commandment, a mitzvah that is not taloi on being in Eretz Yisrael, noeg es bein ba'aretz v'ein v'chutz la'aretz, and would apply both in Israel and in chutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara Vayter, chutz mina orla v'klayim. And the exception to this is orla and klayim. That the orla for the first 3 years, it's usher to have hana from any fruit. That's orla. And we learn that orla is applying in chutz la'aretz and also klayim. That's a broad category, which includes having animals together, also wearing wool and linen. It's more common people aware of that now because of shatnez and suits that people have. The Mishnah over here is specifically dealing with kilayim of plants. There's forms of kilayim of plants, and that is referring to kilayim that would apply in chutzar. So Belazar Omer, afa chadash. Belazar says that even chadash is going to apply in chutzar. This refers to the iser of eating from the new grain before the Omer was makriv on the 16th of Nisan. So when they had the korban, now we don't have the korban, just the day alone, the next day it is going to be mutter to have the new grain. Any grain which had not taken root before that point is usher mitzad chadash. So we're going to get into this as well. That's a very big tumult in America and in chutz la'aretz, l'maisa. The fact that a lot of people are not necessarily machmir on chadash. Now says the Gemara, my tliya, my shenotza. What does the Mishnah mean by it was dependent on being in Israel or not? So says the Gemara, ilema tliya dechsev babia, that you say that tliya means that it's dependent in the fact that it's coming into the Eretz Yisrael. V'shein tliya delokse babia, it doesn't matter because it doesn't depend on actually coming in. That many, like kisav al aretz, uvatim al aretz, all those mitzvahs that have those lashonos, that's when it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Alright, tefillin apetachomar dechsev babia, but when it comes to tefillin, the Torah says, and that's referring to that pasuk that psukim have both petachamor rather, and also tefillin is mentioned in those psukim, and it has a lashon of coming into Eretz Yisrael. We know that tefillin is clearly going to be a mitzvah that applies everywhere, and so too when it comes to pidyon petachamor also applies in chutz la'aretz. So that is something which is going to be clearly one is going to be chayev in mitzvos in them. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yudachi Kamar." Now, kol mitzvah shichovas haguf noeged bein baretz bein chutz la'aretz. So every mitzvah that is a personal obligation, it's on the gavra, it's on the person, it's not dependent on where you are. Like Shabbos, the Rashi says, tefillin, avodah zarah, those things, mila, those things are on a person. They have to do them. It has nothing to do with the land or its produce, and clearly, it's going to apply in chutz la'aretz as well. Chovas karka einan oheges ela ba'aretz. However, something which is a obligation based on the land, such as obviously trumos and maisos and challah, those things are all going to be, and lechek shicha peah, those things are going to be shvius, those things are all going to be subject to the land, those are going to be things that one is going to be chayv only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara says, minani mila, where do we know to be mechalik to make this distinction? To tata rabbanu because learn in the reisa, eila hachukim, eilu amidrashos. These are the chukim, and we're learning these are midrashos, but rather the Rabbanan learn this from sukkim. Chukim over here is referring to things that were alluded to. Mishpatim elu adinim. Mishpatim is referring to the laws, jinim of judicial law. Asher tishmerun, what's asher tishmerun? That you should guard, that refers to Torah. So a Mishnah person has to guard the Torah because he has to constantly be reviewing and learning the Torah in order that he should understand it. Lasoyis, what's about doing? Zo maisa. That is actually referring to performance of the mitzvahs. Ba'aretz, so I would have thought, Ba'aretz, what I learned from Ba'aretz, from in the land, Yachol, Kol Mitzvot, Kulan, Yolein, Gelel, Ba'aretz, I would have thought that all the mitzvot only apply in Eretz Yisrael, nowhere else. Talmud Lomer, Kol Yomim, Asher Tam Chaim, Al Adama. The Torah tells you that all the days you're on the world, meaning both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So we see, by the way, just the Havamino. The Havamino is that mitzvot Bechlal aren't Shaykh except for Eretz Yisrael. That's how far, Havaminas are valid thoughts, that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you not that way. So what do we see? How important a mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, the famous Hatzivi Lach Tzionim, that you should draw for yourself boundaries and do mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban made this very famous. The Ramban talks about how every mitzvah done in Chutz La'aretz is not the same. It's a much lower level. Rashi also quotes that famous Midrash based on the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, that every mitzvah that's done in Chutz La'aretz is a much lower level than a mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael is a much higher thing because you're much closer to the Beira.
achrei Hashana, the mitzvahs done in Eretz Yisrael are on a much higher level. Ad kedei kach, Rav Nemetzel holds that a person who does a mitzvah, let's say while on the plane, you daven shachris. So you daven shachris on the plane, so you daven in chutz laaretz, but now you land in the afternoon. So you put on tefillin in the morning, but you have the opportunity now to put on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, as a ben Eretz Yisrael, someone who's in Eretz Yisrael right now, vada, you should put on tefillin again. So same thing with every mitzvah that he would say that you did. If a person has the opportunity to do that same mitzvah again in Eretz Yisrael, that's a different level. It's a different mitzvah that you're doing. It's a higher level. So here we see from this Havam, and the Gemara's Havam, that you don't be chayav at all in any mitzvah in Chutz Laaretz. So that's what we learn from over here. I would have thought kolayamim implies every mitzvah should apply to Eretz Yisrael. Tamu lomar ba'aretz, specifically in the land which limits mitzvahs to Eretz Yisrael. Achar shriba kosuv miyut. So we have a riba and a miyut. We have an inclusion. Everything in the world should be included, and a miyut only Eretz Yisrael. Tzelamen mimash omar b'inyan. We can learn from the context what to say. Abet avdunas kol mokhsir avdusham agoyim. That's referring to destroying the avodah zara. Ma avodas kachavim yuchad eshicha vasagov avod kachavim. Is unique in the fact that it's a personal obligation, nothing to do with land or produce. And applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. So anything which is a personal obligation, not totally on the land, would be something that applies specifically in a based on a davar halamed minyano. They were learning it from the principle of what was discussed that could apply to every single thing that's referring to similar to avod zara, that's a chovas aguf. So the Gemara now analyzes the next part of the Mishnah, which says chutz mina orla vita klaim, except for orla and klaim, which even though it's dependent on the land, they do apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara and Rabbi Elazar continued also chadashi baylu. Rabbi Elazar lekula palig or lechumra palig. Is Rabbi Elazar coming to be more makel, more lenient, or more machmir, more stringent? What is the shiloh over here? The Rabbi Elazar seems to say that it's a response to the Tanakama statement. So if it's responding to the Tanakama, so the Tanakama clearly is going to be more lenient. The Chadash is not exception to the rule and does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar is saying that it does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is saying maybe the opposite. Maybe he's actually coming to be more makel. So Gemara says, we have a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that Orla and Klaim apply in Chutz Laaretz, but nothing else does. Even though I would have assumed that these are obligation based on the land, but Chadash I would have said is an obligation in Eretz Yisrael, but does not apply outside Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason Chadash does not apply outside Eretz Yisrael? Moshev l'archerusha v'yeshiva mashma. It says, the psukim talk about that chukas olam b'chomol shvoseichem. So what's b'chomol shvoseichem? Everywhere you're dwelling. That does not mean anywhere you're dwelling outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, specifically after you dwell, meaning that it only started applying once they actually conquered and divided the land. Right? Sheva shenem shekavshu, sheva shenem shechilku, the famous 14 years after in Sefer Yehoshua that's discussed, that took Kal Yisrael to actually settle the land. That's when the mitzvah of Chadash started taking a place, but before that, it was not applicable. So the Gemara says, "V'asa Rabbi Lezer, mimer af Chadash noeg bin baretz bin mechutz laaretz." No, Rabbi Lezer comes to disagree and say that Chala also applies. Chadash rather, the mitzvah of having only new crops of grains applies also in chutz laaretz. My time, Moshe v'chamakom shato yoshim. It's coming to say anywhere that you're dwelling, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So according to this understanding, Rabbi Lezer's understanding that he's being machmir that Chadash should apply in chutz laaretz as well. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Dilmalakula Palak V'achik Kamar Tanakama." Maybe we could say it the other way around. Maybe the Tanakama is actually saying that mitzvahs dependent on the land apply only when in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz mina Orla V'Klayim, except for Orla and Klayim. De'elchas Agmirla, for we have a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that applies these halachas even outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'chol Shekein Shchadash, and then we're going to say Kavachomer Chadash should apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Moshav Kamakam Shemav Yatim Yoshrim. Mashma, that dwelling and notes anywhere in the world, and clearly that should be understood as Chadash as well. So then what's Rabbi Lazar coming to do? Rabbi Lazar, Mimar Chadash in Noeg Elav Aretz. Only Chadash is applying in Eretz Yisrael. The Moshe Lachar Yushav Yeshiva Mashma. He's saying that Af HaChadash is referring to the Chadash is specifically applying in Eretz Yisrael. My Af HaKamaisa, referring back to the first rule. That means that even Chadash is included in the rule that it's dependent on the land, which is only applying in Eretz Yisrael. So that's definitely not what I would have Havamina, but that's the second side that Gemara suggests as it entertains, is maybe this is what Rabbi Lezer is understanding. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a proof how Rabbi Lezer holds. Don't worry about it. Man Tana the Palag led Rabbi Lezer. Who disagrees with Rabbi Lezer? Who's the Stam author of the Mishnah, the Tanakama? Rabbi Shmuel, it's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana who learns in the Breisa. Lamdecha shekol makom shenemar b'moshav eina elal achar yerusha v'yeshiva divrei Rabbi Shmuel. that wherever the word dwelling is stated, the mitzvah applies only after Yerusha v'yeshiva. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds, Arei Shabbos shenemar b'mo Shavos, v'no egez bin v'arz v'men v'chotzot. When it comes to Shabbos though, the psukim mention lo sevaro esh b'chol mo Shavos eichem, anywhere you are dwelling. And clearly applies in chutzarts too, Shabbos. So doesn't that indicate that dwellings doesn't necessarily mean specifically in Eretz Yisrael? Rather, it can mean anywhere that you're living. So Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel responded to him, Shabbos kavachomer asa. Shabbos is through a kavachomer. Really, would have learned this b'chol mo Shavos eichem only in Eretz Yisrael Shabbos applies. But ma mitzvahs kalos noegas bein b'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. But things that are more mekel we apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, shouldn't we say Chamira, Kol Shagin, is very Machmir. So Kol Shagin, you have to be Machmir on Hilchos of Shabbos, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why, since it's such a Chomer penalty, that we assume it must be that it applies in Chutz Haaretz. So the Gemara now is finished with the quotation of the Braisa. The Gemara is now explaining that it's answering how we understood Rabbi Elazar. Mid Amar Abaye. Now, the fact that Abaye told us, Man Tana the Paligalar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shmuel, that he understood that the Tana Kama, who is the author of the Tana Kama that's disagreeing with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, it must have been the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So then we can say, Shmamina, Rabbi Elazar, L'chumra Palag, Rabbi Elazar is coming to be more Machmir. He's understanding that Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz as well, whereas the Tana Kama, which was the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, was understanding that Chadash does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Shmamina, now we in fact learn from Avira that Rabbi Elazar is in fact being Machmir and understands that Chadash is applicable even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Michti, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahichikai. So what pasuk is Rabbi Shmuel making his assertion that we understood that Moshav applies only Eretz Yisrael and also after the 14 years after they both conquered and settled it? So the Gemara says, Anesachim, on the wine libations they used to pour in the Mizbech, Anesachim, when it comes to the libations, turning on to the next Amud, Bia Umoshav Ksibahu, it's written both coming into the land and dwelling in the land. So how can Rabbi Shmuel learn from there to call it Torah Kula whenever we have the Lashon of Moshav that is applying to only Eretz Yisrael? Here it specifically says coming. Kisavo el Eretz Moshav Oseichem, when you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. So there it makes sense to assume that it's referring to after the 14 years. But how in Kol Torah Kula could Rabbi Shmuel say that it's going to be also applicable only in these cases? Also in the, it's going to be applicable only to Eretz Yisrael to the exclusion of everywhere else. So says the Gemara, Halachi Gemara. This was the Braisa's understanding. Lamed shekol makom shenemar bia umoshav eino elach ayushav yeshiva der bishmel. Only you're right. Only when it has lashon of kisavo, kibasim kisavo laaretz, things like that. That is going to be the lashon of specifically after the zayin shava she kav shiva zayin shelchilku, after the 14 years where they both conquered and settled the land. That's how Rabbi Shmuel's understanding it. But you're right. Not only where it says the lashon of moshav alone would not be enough. Yeah, but if that's the understanding of Rabbi Shmuel, so then what was the whole back and forth of Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara now asks. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rei Shabbos, Shenemar bo Shavos, v'amar lo Shabbos kavachomer hi. Why do you have to come on to the fact that it says Moshav by Shabbos? Why doesn't he just respond? Imalei responds, Ana bia Moshav kamina. I say that it applies only when you have the lacha of both Kisavo coming into Eretz Yisrael and then also sitting in the land for 14 years. But if it has nothing to do with that, if it has only the lacha of Moshav, it has nothing to do with being only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. It should apply everywhere. It shouldn't just apply in Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't you respond with a much easier rebuttal to Rabbi Akiva's kasha? So the Gemara says, you're right, he could have responded that, but rather Chadav Od Kamarlai. Rather, it's one of the methods he's saying, meaning that there's two explanations, and that Bryce was only quoting one of them. Chadad Ana Bia Moshav Kamina. The first one, you're right, it's Pashur. I don't have to come on to your response, Rabbi Shmuel. There's no Kasha Bichlal, Rabbi Akiva, rather, to Rabbi Shmuel is going to say to him, because I understand that it both has to say the Lashon of Kisavo and also the Lashon of Moshav. If it doesn't say both, then it'll apply in everywhere in the world. If it says both, then it would apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't say that by Shabbos. It only says Moshav Voseichem, most of our Eish B'chol Moshav Voseichem, so it should apply everywhere, Pashut. V'od, and now also the fact that the Ka'amar Tarei Shabbos never Moshav Voseichem, Shabbos Kavachomer. And another point is that Shabbos you can learn easily through a Kavachomer, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel, it rejects Rabbi Shitas of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara now asks, what Yisod are they arguing about? Why does Rabbi Akiva not accept Rabbi Shmuel's argument that it's coming to understand that Nesachim can be the limud for Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Gemara says, "Bakrivo nesachim b'midbar kamiflagi." We are discussing; they're arguing whether or not individuals brought nesachim in the midbar. That's what they're coming to argue about. Definitely, nesachim were brought as for korban asibor, right? The tamid shalben abaya, tamid shalboker, tamid shalben abaya, pashut that the nesachim were brought, the wine libations. The shayla is on an individual basis that they bring a nesachim, the wine libation. Rabbi Shmuel savar lo kriv nesachim in midbar. They did not. That when the Torah tells us individual to bring the nesachim, it's referring to also when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Kisavol eretz b'chol eretz b'chol eretz b'chol. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, only then will you start bringing the nesachim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael understands that therefore the individual is bringing these nechassim only when nesachim, rather when they were able to be brought Eretz Yisrael. So then when you understand Moshe Vaseichem in that pasuk, it's referring to anywhere that you're living, as referring to any private bama, rather than Moshe Vaseichem is referring to as settlement of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the libation does not begin until after they settle the land. That's how we understand the psukim. Rabbi Akiva Savar Krevon Nesachim B'Midbar. Rabbi Akiva understands that individuals did in fact bring the libations in the Midbar, and therefore Rabbi Akiva understands individuals were bringing their karbanos with libations in the Midbar when the time of the Mishkan, so therefore the Psukim in Bamidbar cannot extend that obligation to communal karbanos upon when they come into Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Shmuel understands, because that is already applicable right now. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no reason to think the obligation would be terminated when they come into Eretz Yisrael and then wait another 14 years if they're already doing it now. So rather, the Torah must be telling us that there's a chiv upon coming into Eretz Yisrael that Nesachim should be brought by any Karban Yachid as well, even on a private Bama. And that did not exist in the Midbar. According to that, Rabbi Akiva understands that when you mention Moshe Vaseichem, that's understanding wherever you live, even a private Bama, even before the land is fully settled. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Amar Abaye, hi Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel." This Tana Rabbi Shmuel in the base Medrash Rabbi Shmuel understood this brisa is telling us that this chiyuv of coming into the land is only when it says Moshav is in the context of Bia. Mafik Meidav Tana Rabbi Shmuel. It precludes the other limud that we have in Rabbi Shmuel's academy. It taught a different version of Rabbi Shmuel's shita. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, because they learn in Bedas Rabbi Shmuel. However, Nemra Bios B'Torah Stam. It says many times about coming into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells you kisavar tzitzrichem, come to challah, things like that. It mentions coming into Eretz Yisrael. So, upralacha kasub echad mehen la'achar yusha v'yeshiva. And then the pasuk specifically goes out of its way to mention in the context only after when you have zayin shikashu v'zayin tzilku, the 7 years that they required to conquer the land and 7 years to take possession of the land. Okay, so it says v'yashavta basum tosim alach ha-melech. This is referring to the chiyuv to make a king. After the Zayin Shechalku, Zayin Shechalku. So, Af Kol Af Yerushav Yeshiva. Similarly, whenever it mentions coming into the land, only after possession and settlement of the land. So, according to this Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the understanding of Bia, of coming into the land, that is enough to tell us that it is not applicable until after the land is settled, based on those psukim. So, the Gemara says, V'idach. And now, the other Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Torah is telling us that possession and settlement of the land is a commandment to make a king, and does not indicate the same with regards to all other referring of Bias La'aretz. Mishum Davi Melech Uvikurim Shnei Ksuvim Ba'ayim Ke'achad. We have this concept, we had this before, the previous topic, that if you have two things that are coming to teach you the same halacha, when it says by the Psukim of Bikurim, Ba'ayaki Savo La'aretz Asher Hashem Lotecha Nosin Lecha Nachalav Yerushav Yashav Tabav Lekach Lomir Rishis Kopri Adamav, the Torah specifies that a requirement does not begin until the land is settled. So it specifically says it by there. And it also said it with regards to by the king. And therefore, if that's the case, we have a principle that when you have two psukim that are coming to teach you the same thing, then it can't be that it's a limud for kol Torah kula, because had the Torah meant for it to be a binyan av that you want to apply it in kol Torah kula, the Torah would have mentioned it only once. Since the Torah goes out of its way to mention it a second time, that indicates that the second instance would have been specifically to apply it to these two cases and to nowhere else. And that's the idea we're saying when it comes to the Torah, it meant the idea of possession and taking over Eretz Yisrael in the case of appointing a king. So that we're saying over here is meant wherever the Torah speaks of Bia to coming into the land, it would have mentioned only in the case of either Bikurim or the Melech. When it says that by both, it's coming to the exclusion of everywhere else. So the Gemara says, V'idach, and the second, Tana Devei Rishmal. So Tricha, you would say that it's not a problem with Shnei Ksuvim V'Amekechad, because each one are both necessary, and I wouldn't have learned one from the other through a Binyan Av. Why not? Because of Rachman HaMelech V'lo Kasav Bikurim, because had the Torah mentioned a king and not mentioned Bikurim, Hava Mina Bikurim Deka Mishane La'alter. I would have thought Bikurim, one is deriving benefit from the crops right away, so the obligation should apply right away upon coming to Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim velo kasav melech. And I mentioned only the chiv of bikurim and not melech. Chavamina melech zerka lechvosh altar. Why do you need a king? The king should be applicable right away before you conquer the land, because his point is to conquer the land. So then I would logically assume that the mitzvah should apply immediately when they come into Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Torah does not mention that, the fact that the Torah didn't tell us that, I would have thought, if the Torah didn't mention it, I would have thought that, mistakenly, that the king would apply right away. V'idach. And now what's the first son of Ishmael going to do to reject the fact that the Shnei Ksuvim B'Ayim Kecha say that really they're not necessary? Because Nichtav Rachman HaMelech below by Vikram. If the Torah only mentioned the Chiyav after Zayin Shekavshav, Zayin Shechulka with regards to Melech, I would have learned it for Kol HaKetorah Kula, including Bikurim. V'na'amina ma Melech delichvosh l'achar Yushav Yeshiva. I would have said a Kavach Chomer, that a king, who generally, what is his whole purpose, is to conquer lands and be in charge of conquering, and yet we're saying that doesn't apply till after the 14 years. So to Bikurim, l'kol shekein, then Bikurim, El Tetru Kava Chomer would not apply until after possession and taking settlement of the land, and therefore there's no reason to assume that Bikurin should apply right away. And the fact that you're telling me that there's Hana, that's not enough of a reason to say that I would have assumed it applies right away. V'idach, and the second Tana Devei Vishmal, because it was very hard to like keep track when you're in these idach, but here we're back to responding to the second Tana Vishmal, who learned that it is Shteik Sumim Ka'achad, because of Hachi, I would have said it's similar to the lachas of challah, which so when it comes to the lachas of challah, the pasuk says bevoachem el aretz, and all other places it says kisavo. But it comes to challah, it says specifically bevoachem. So we learn by the challah that's unique, that it applies right away. So the Sifri learns that challah took effect immediately when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So challah and bikurim are both mitzvahs and bar separating a portion for the kohen. I would have thought that they both apply right away. So Kamash Malan, the Torah has to tell us that this condition of Yeshiva v'Shechilku and also Zayin Shekashu apply to Bikurim as well, and it's not Shnei Ksuvim Kavayim Ke'echad, and that's why I need both. So now that you tell me that any personal obligation applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, so Moshe, because of Rachman Agav Eshavah Slamani, why does it say B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, the dwelling? What does it matter? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Itzrich." Now, Moshav is for a different drasha. I would have thought that since this Shabbos is mentioned in the context over there of where is it? In Emor? Where do we mention? We're going to learn them right now. Coming up in Sukkot, we learn all the Moadim. So Tibai Kiddush Kivados. That I would have said that it should require to make it Kadosh through like you just like the same Kudosh Mekudosh Rosh Chodesh and all the Yomim Tovim, so too that you have to be Mekadesh Shabbos as well. So that's why you don't need, the basin doesn't need it. Now we have the idea of Kiddush, of reciting Kiddush, but that's meaning Kaddish, Shabbos is Kaddish V'Kai. It's already Kaddish. We just make Kiddush to recognize its sanctification and its Kedusha, but we don't actually have to be Mekadesh in order for it to be Chal. If basin is not Mekadesh, the Rosh Chodesh, then there is no Rosh Chodesh. Bizman Hazeh, how do you have Rosh Chodesh? So that's the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban with regards to when Hillel Zakim, when he made the calendar, was he Mekadesh every single time until Yemos HaMashiach? Was he Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh? That's one understanding. Another understanding is that no, even those who live in Eretz Yisrael, when they announce the time of the Molad, the first minion that's doing it, they are Mekadesh. They're in fact announcing when the Kiddush HaChodesh is actually applying through Shlichosayu of the original Beis Din that had Smicha, and that would be the way that we're Mekadesh Ibn Zman Hazeh. And that would mean that there was a continuous Jewish population. I think the Ramban has this. Then he says, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to tell me that there was a point where Yidden didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. There was always Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, and they were always Mekadesh from the time of the Chorban until now. So that either way, so that's what that it has to occur like that. If it doesn't occur like that, then there's no such thing as Rosh Chodesh. When it's supposed to Shabbos, no matter what, even if Chazrom, no one in the world was able to be Mekadesh Shabbos, it would still be Kedusha Shabbos. Mishum deKazav Rachmana Gabe Chele V'Dam Lamali. So then, so the Gemara says, what's the purpose of the expression of Moshav with regards to the Eser to eat forbidden fats and blood? Why does it mention Moshav Oseichem there when you don't have any reason for that either? So the Gemara says, no, there also itzrich, there is a necessary limud. What's the necessary limud? I might have thought that these prohibitions are written in the topic of korbanos. Then I would have thought the forbidden fats and blood are prohibited only during the time when there is an institution of korbanos, but not during the time where there's no korbanos, when there's a galus. So kamash malan, the Torah is then informing us by stating the iser against the fat and the blood applies b'chamosh vaseich, and that applies even during the galus. So Moshev dekazak managabi matza umar lamali. Why does it mention by matza umar? The psukim mentioned Moshev as well. Bechomos vaseichem tochel matzos. Everywhere that you live, you have to eat matzos. The obligation to eat matzah is a chovas aguf, not dependent on the land whatsoever. So then, obviously, it applies b'chol moshvo seichem. So the Gemara says itzrich there, it's also necessary because salkadei dechamina hoeva kasev al matzos amram yochlu. The pasuk says that you should eat matzah together with maror. Mizman ikah pesach in mizman deikah pesach lo. Only where there is a korban pesach, then I would have thought then there is a chiyav to have matzah. So therefore, kamash malan, the Torah tells us by stating that you should eat matzah b'chol moshvo seichem that the commandment applies even if there is no korban pesach. It's a little bit difficult because we learned belayla tochlu matzos. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that the kasev kavo chova by specifically by matzah. There's another pasuk to be mechayev us belayla tochlu matzah. There's a shita in the Gemara agav that holds that matzah bezmanas is derabanan. We obviously don't pasken like that. We hold this clearly daraisa. But if we learn that limud is based on the other pasuk, so then why this havamin is negated by the fact that it says belayla tochlu matzah. Unless you assume that belayla tochlu matzah also lechora, that's what you have to say that belayla tochlu matzah. I would have thought that that pasuk also is only bezman where there is a korban pesach. Okay, that's a little difficult, but that's what you have to say. The Gemara says, so then why does it mention coming into Eretz Yisrael with regards to tefillin and petach chamor, the first, redeeming a firstborn donkey? These are chovas aguf. They have no relevance to Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, asa mitzvah shebishvila tikanes la'aretz. No, do this mitzvah, and b'schus that you'll be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. It's a promise to the Yidden who are coming out to Eretz Yisrael before they enter, that they do this mitzvah properly, and Hashem is going to give them the schus to go into Eretz Yisrael properly. So the Gemara now says, Bishlam alamanda amar moshav komakav shatavim yoshvim mashma. Then the one who understands that it's referring to a moshav, every race that you're living, anu dechse v'yochlu mavor arz machas ha-pesach. The psukim said that they ate produce of the land right after Pesach, implies machas ha-pesach ochel mekara lo achol, that they ate from the land's produce only the day after Pesach, but before that they did not eat. What does that imply? Alma, we see from over here that akruv omer vahadar achol, that they first had to bring the korban omer, only then that they said the chadash is mutter. So that's going to be a raya for that mandamar that says, it was Rabbi Shmuel before, that it applied right away. El mandamar l'achar shavishiva. According to the mandamar that says chadash applies only after the 14 years, nicha, why didn't they eat the chadash right away? So the Gemara says, no, la avitzricha. They didn't need to eat it because the chsiv neisrael achlas aman abrayim shana adba melaretz l'shavas. That they had 40 years, they had the man until coming into Eretz Yisrael. Es aman achlo adba melktei Eretz Kanaan. So since they ate the man until coming to the border of Eretz Kanaan, the Gemara is telling us that that would be the case. Okay, the Gemara is going to have a long analysis of this after, so we'll pick up from EF Shalomar Adboim Be'ez Hashem. I hope to be able to do the daf tomorrow, b'siyata d'shmaya, and send the recording as well. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.